Today 101.5 will be chatting with Graham Gibb, who is the Senior Radio Officer at the Bribie Island Volunteer Marine Rescue. There's a little bit of a change over there, and Graham has come in today to explain the change to Marine Rescue and the benefits of the new organisation. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for having us on board again for another brief chat. It's been an absolutely sensational weekend up here on the island, and it's been a very busy month for our active members and our vessels, doing numerous assists we've had for medevacs for Queensland Ambulance and transporting relief firefighters to Moreton in a busy base. And all credit to our crews and volunteers for the enormous amount of work that they do.
No, they do. And, Graham, I'll just butt in there because I'm thinking for absolutely decades, VMR, Volunteer Marine Rescue, as we know it, have kept us safe, but nothing stays the same and organisations evolve. We've got a new statewide integrated service model now. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? And I appreciate that everybody's been busy, but we've spoken previously about it, haven't we?
We have, yes. We did last month. Look, we spoke previously about some changes underway at Volunteer Marine Rescue Bribie Island, and we're excited to officially share what's happening. And VMR Bribie Island has completed its transition to Marine Rescue Queensland. Our call sign being Marine Rescue Bribie is under the coordination of the Queensland Police, who oversee disaster and emergency responses across the state.
Okay. Now, what will we see, Graham, with this new Marine Rescue Queensland?
Well, what you'll see is new signage. Marine Rescue Queensland branding has been updated at the base and on our vessels, and new uniforms. Our dedicated volunteers are proudly wearing their new Marine Rescue Queensland gear.
Wow. So what will change, hey?
Well, I suppose we could say what won't change, and the operations remain the same. Boaters will continue to log on and off via radio or mobile phone, and requests for assistance will follow the same reliable process that we've had for generations. Mm-hmm. With the same local commitment, our team of volunteers remains as committed as ever to keeping boaties safe on the water.
Now, the base isn't open to the public right now, is it?
No, the base is still not open to the public, but very close. We're just waiting for sign-off for the builders, and it's very close to being completed. A new change is taking place. Our message to boaters doesn't change, and that is check your life jackets and safety equipment. Let someone at home know where you're going and to log on and log off, and they could be the most important calls that you make all day.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and look, on the water there have been many dugongs and turtle sightings. I can say that because we saw quite a few last week, and boaters are reminded to keep a lookout on the passage and bay and make sure, if possible, they sight them to stay clear of those dugongs and turtles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Logging on and logging off, we ask boaters that when they launch their boat to contact the base by radio or by phone on 3408 7596. And when you need assistance and call for help, if you haven't logged on, it takes valuable time to establish the assist. So we know if it makes the process easier to get you on the water, that much easier. In other words, what I'm saying is that, look, we had a couple of issues last week where people called for assistance and they hadn't logged on, and it just took us an extra amount of time. Mm-hmm. To have the process finished. So if you're on the water, just give us a call and let us know that you're there. And could I make one announcement?
Yeah.
And don't forget, the Emergency Services Expo is on this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And to come along and meet our family, our famous emergency services organisations, police, fire, ambulance, army, navy, and many more. And yeah, bring the family, bring the kids. It'll be a great day.
It always is, Grant. Yeah. Lovely. Now, listeners, we've been talking to Graham Gibb from the newly integrated Marine Rescue Queensland. And if you're going out on the water and plan to be safe, always follow the essential safety steps before you head out. Thanks, Graham, for joining us here on 101.5, keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to listen to this interview again with Graham, head to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, listeners. We'll catch you next time.